welcome to the Uplifting Content Podcast. I'm your host and the founder of Uplifting Content, Ione Butler. And in each episode, I'll be speaking to a special guest about a topic that we hope will inspire and uplift you. Enjoy the show. Good morning, everyone. I was going to say afternoon, but I mean, it is somewhere in the world. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, same thing. And typically I have been doing interviews at this time, but we didn't have one lined up for today. So I thought I'm gonna jump on the call and just have a little chat with you guys, which is something that I used to do a few months ago when we had a bit more traffic on the page. And so I thought I would do that again, just to sort of check in with you guys, see how you are. So the idea behind this is it's way more fun when you are talking and saying hi and asking questions and giving your opinion, so that it's more of a conversation rather than just a stream of consciousness from me, which can get a little bit tedious. Hello, Sir Keith. How's it going? And Harneet. Hi, darlings. Hello. 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 Nice to see some of you on the call already getting involved. I love it. So just wanted to go through a little bit of housekeeping because I haven't done that in a while. For anyone that doesn't know and has just like stumbled across this Facebook Live somewhere on the internet, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Uplifting Content. It's a hub of inspirational, uplifting content because the world needs more of it. And I started it because I wanted to share more content that would inspire and uplift people rather than most of the content that we see on TV and online, which kind of is depressing, which I find it very depressing. Anyway, so that's uplifting content. We do a ton of really cool things. And one of them that is not, which I need to start promoting more and I wanted to talk to you about today, is we have this thing called uplifting contests. Basically, I want to be Oprah and like give away really awesome things to people. And so we've been like contacting companies and organizing these giveaways. And whenever I like interview people for the podcast, they're always giving away stuff too, because they're lovely. And so I've got the link to our contest, Uplifting Contest, in this description, or wherever you see this video, there'll be a link to that page where we have all our contests. So just to give you an idea of some of the things that we have, I interviewed a lovely lady called Sabrina Francis last week. She's giving away three different coaching sessions. If you were interested in trying a new coach, that would be great. She kind of specializes in relationship stuff, but she also does life stuff. So that's cool. There's a book called Take Off Your Shoes by Ben Fedder, who was a CEO that went on this like 9-month sabbatical to Bali with his family. So it's a book about that for anyone that kind of wants to get out of the corporate world and take a break. And that's kind of cool. Random Kindness, this beautiful t-shirt company that we've partnered with to give away t-shirts to 5 different people. And like, you need to have a look at the design. They're really lovely. So when you go to this link, you'll see all the pictures and all the stuff and all the websites from all the companies. Random Kindness. This one I'm super excited about, Soma Dome. Okay, I met a really amazing woman called Sarah at an event that I was speaking at a couple of weeks ago, and she has a company called Soma Dome that have built this sort of inclusive meditation dome type place where you are completely immersed in it. It's got binaural beats. There's music, binaural beats, this kind of light. I need to go and get myself down to one of them in Los Angeles before I interview her. I think it's on Thursday. Anyway, but we're giving away a free session of Soma Dome. There's select locations, so you'll have to kind of double check that there's a location near you. Anyway, that's exciting. We've also got a stainless steel water combo pack from Faucet Face. Twice as warm scarf, which is a company that every time you buy a scarf, they give one to someone else. I know it's the summer. Perhaps this wasn't the best time of year to run that contest, just thinking about it off the top of my head now. Anyway, whoops, hadn't thought about it in advance. Win a $200 gift. These are all things we're giving away, by the way. All things that you can go and enter to win right now. And when I tell you this, I'm saying this because I mean it. You have a high chance of winning, okay? I need to get better at promoting these things. So please enter. We give stuff away. Time every month, people are getting, go and sign up to win them. You have a very high chance of winning something. And I know that there's sort of regulars that win stuff all the time, so just go and do it. Enter to win a $200 gift card from Life Straw. So Life Straw are these straws that you like, you can put into water, just like rivers or whatever, and drink clean water. I mean, it's crazy. There's more information about it on the post. Enter to win a $50 gift card from Known Supply. And they're this company that have amazing women around the world make these really cool products. And then you get to know the woman behind the product that you make. So you're supporting somebody in a, you know, you're supporting somebody somewhere, and you're also getting to know them. And it's just to remind us to really consider where we are spending our money and who we're spending our money from and who's making our products. So they're beautiful. And then there's another one called Crochet Kids, which is a nonprofit, and they help to break the cycle of poverty. So those are all the current giveaways. I think there might be more. Some of them we haven't officially like launched yet, but that's okay because you can still sign up for them. Okay, so that's some of the stuff about our giveaways. Hello, Ramon and Sam and Robin and Charlotte and Kieran. What up? Just stumbled across this. Hi, Kieran. Okay, cool. Thank you for anyone that's just stumbled across. Lovely, lovely, lovely to see you. Here's what you need to do. So Facebook changed algorithms recently, which means, recently, it was a little while ago now, which means most of the organic traffic we had just sort of dried up. So if you like uplifting content or what we stand for, or if you don't even know, but you just kind of like the sound of it, and want to see more uplifting content in your newsfeed on Facebook, you go to the top of our page and go to following and then see first. And then that will allow you, to make sure you see posts from us. We also have sign up to my email update. And so whenever we've got like things to announce or certain things going on, I send an email out. The idea was that it was supposed to be weekly. I'm not very consistent. It's sometimes once a month. I really hate being spammed with lots of emails. And so if you do too, please trust that if you sign up to my email update, you will only get no more than 4 emails a month, most likely 1 a month if you're lucky, because I'm not very consistent. So, but that is a great way to stay in touch. So please sign up for our email updates. Okay, now onto the topic of today. Also, yeah, if there's stuff that you want to talk about, guys, say hello. Just, you know, what it, you've already said hello. Say what you want to talk about, and we can discuss those points too. But I had a revelation yesterday or a couple of days ago. So I have a lot of fingers in a lot of pies, and it's been regarding work stuff, just to clarify. And it's been, things have been good. They've been up and down. But what I've noticed is things are always changing, right? And I know that sounds like a very basic thing, but I don't think we always register it and think about it. Things are always constantly changing. And I tend to get complacent when things are running well and things are happening. I'm like, oh, you know, it's fine. So things with uplifting content last year were going really well. And I just sort of just carried on with things as they were. In sort of around April time, everything changed and it just all kind of imploded, right? And it just kind of threw me into a bit of a tailspin because everything that I'd known had changed. I also have a couple of other businesses, one of them as a freelancer online, and had been doing that, been very successful at it, getting lots of work, doing really well. And recently it all dropped off for a number of reasons. One, because of competition, there's more competition, and one because of the time of year, you know, everyone's on vacation right now. Everything imploded, went into a tailspin, freaked out. Another one is another business that I have, a rental property. Again, the time of year it is, off season, my property's not really that appropriate for the summertime. And so things have sort of died down. Also, there's been other issues that I've been having with the county and things like that. And so all of these things, all of these businesses, projects and things that I've had have just sort of like imploded and just sort of just gone, oh, you think you're good? You think everything's going well? Nah, it's not. And then it just kind of all goes to shit a bit. And what it made me realize is that when things are going well, it's very easy for us to get complacent and just to think that we can continue doing the basics because that work or that business or that thing will always be there, right? And so we get lulled into this like false sense of security when that's the case. And what these experiences have taught me is that we always need to be adapting and evolving and growing and learning and moving with the times. Because if we do not, we will fail. Adapt or die is something that is a statement that has really resonated with me that I actually had forgotten myself. But it was a statement that really resonated with me. And I observe it when there's people who, you know, they've had businesses for years and then, you know, the internet comes along and they refuse to get on the internet or adapt to the changing times, and then their businesses fold. Now, if you are in this place where you think that you can continue to do the same thing for the rest of your life and not change or not move with the times or not grow, my lesson, this is a warning. That's very dangerous, because the only thing constant in life is change. And if you are not prepared for change, and if you are not prepared to adapt and move and change with the times, things will implode and not go very well. Now, luckily, in my case, it wasn't the end of the world. Luckily, I had enough other things going on that even though a lot of business has dropped off completely, there's still enough going that I can survive. But it does concern me that when there's people that just have sort of one thing, one project, one income stream, when that faces problems, then it's catastrophic for a lot of people. So this is the point. Don't get complacent. How can you not get complacent? So, for example, with the online freelancing stuff that I do, because I'd had so much work, I found that I started to get a bit lazy with it, right? I started to not work as hard to appease my customers. I started to not be as responsive. I started to just be a bit delayed on it because I had so much that I was like, I'll do it when I get to it. Then other people come along who provide better quality service, and then they take, and then there's not so much business for me. And I kind of see that with like Uber and taxi drivers, for example. You know, taxi drivers for the longest time have been a nightmare, overpriced, not always there when you need them, difficult to get. And then this platform comes along where it's way more affordable. You can order it very conveniently. It just shows up. People are rated on their politeness and how cool they are to be around. And then obviously people go and do that, and then taxi drivers are up in arms about it. Adapt or die. You know, if you're going to continue to be non-reliable, overpriced, and not be available when people need you, something else will come along and take that. And so this has been a really important lesson for me, this whole this sort of imploding of everything that I know and all my businesses, because it's forced me to go, you cannot just expect things to always be going well. You need to continue delivering, serving, growing, providing better quality stuff always. Because if you don't, someone else will come in. Okay, let me just read some of these comments. Hi, Corey, how's it going? Charlotte says, this is so cool. Thank you very much. Arshad said, can words literally change everyone? Just a thought. Ooh, that's a great one. I'm going to ask you about that in a second. Sean says, I feel I'm too old to change. That's really funny, because in life, because even being old means you're going to change. And here's the thing. You don't have to. You can do whatever you want. You can just sort of sit there and, you know, refuse to update things or move with the times. But what's going to happen is the world's going to move on, and it's just going to make life a bit more difficult. So yeah, no one has to change at all. My recommendation is that you move with the times, otherwise you get left behind, and things are just awkward and difficult, and you're just sort of resisting the inevitability of life, which is a bit crazy. Anyway, so yes, that's why it's important to move, to not get complacent with your work and what you're doing. How does this relate to people who have a job, for example? If you're employed, you have an employer, you have one job. I interviewed a really amazing woman last year for the Uplifting Content Summit that we did, which was a series of interviews with some truly remarkable people. And one of them was Christine Hassler. She's a legend. We did a post from her the other day, which was really phenomenal. Was it her? Oh goodness, sometimes I get confused with all the people I've spoken to. Anyway, somebody talked about being an intrapreneur, right? Which is somebody in a company that just sort of steps up, takes charge, or not even takes charge, but kind of like really leads from the inside of the work and what they're doing. So even if you're an employee working for us, this idea of not being complacent is to always be doing your best. Always go that extra mile, always be passionate and showing up and delivering, because that way you make yourself indispensable. Now, there are times when you work for companies, and I know this, I've got people who in my life, who it breaks my heart to hear them talk about it, There are people who work for companies that do not give a shit about them. They don't value their staff. They couldn't care less. Everybody's indispensable. They don't care. Now, if that's who you're working for and you know that's who you're working for, then my biggest suggestion is to find somebody that values you and values hard work and values this type of attitude. Because if you're going to put all that effort in and show up and not be complacent and sort of do the do for a company that just doesn't give a damn anyway, and then it's just sort of a bit disappointing use of your time. So if you are with a company that values and respects people, fantastic. The idea of not being complacent is to go in there, deliver, work your balls off, basically. Don't be complacent. Everything's changing. Okay, this is very blurry. Is it blurry on the screen today? I'm just curious if anyone can tell me about that. And moving on from that, the complacency thing, in relationships, being complacent can be incredibly damaging, especially if you've been in a relationship for a long period of time. So how many people start to not make an effort for their partner, not do sweet, thoughtful things, not make the effort to go out and get dressed up and have an evening together, or not make the effort to sit down with each other and really listen and talk and get to hear what is going on with the person? So for anyone in relationships, long-term relationships right now, have a little look at that. Have a little look at your relationship and say, are you complacent in this relationship? Another thing that's really interesting, someone on my team, because of like the lack of work that we had, I couldn't pay for her full time anymore. So she had to go down to part time, and she kept asking me about it. And I was like, I just don't have the money yet to bring you up to full time. Like, I'm really sorry. And so we carried on. We didn't really speak about it. And in that time, she found another full time job that, you know, paid her what she wanted and gave her all the perks. And she messaged me one day to be like, you know, I'm really sorry, but, I've found a full time job. But I'll stay with you until we kind of get something covered. And I just was like, holy crap. You know, I had been complacent with this person who does a fantastic job and who is amazing. And it was only until she'd found something else that I really registered and realized how much I need her and how great she is and how important she is for this, right? And so again, I feel that that's the way in relationships. If you get complacent, if you don't value, if you don't acknowledge and appreciate what you have, they might go. And then it's only when they go, do you realize how much you had. So yeah, just wanted to bring that all around, have a little chat about complacency. Hi, Carrie. How you doing? I've missed you too. Lovely to see you. Hi, Chav. Hi, Mayers. Carrie says, we are always changing. Yes, we are. So Chaz says, hello. Wahip says, hi. Julio says, smiley faces. And Sean says, yes, blurry, but your words are so powerful. Great. No idea what's going on with the Facebook Live here and it being blurry, but we'll figure it out. Okay, so that was my little talk on complacency and the dangers of complacency. What I want to talk to you about now is a little thing called Patreon. Give me a comment if anyone's heard of Patreon. Yes, I've heard of Patreon, or no, I haven't heard of Patreon. Basically, it's a platform that allows content creators and the people that just like their work to connect and support each other. And I have been so reluctant to ask for money or ask for like a membership thing or do anything like that, just because of my own weird ideals about asking for money, I guess. And also I have this whole weird hang up about when you're helping people, you shouldn't be paid for it, which is kind of a really backwards way of thinking. However, there's been so many people that want to help support uplifting content, that want to be part of this community and help make it bigger and better and do a bunch of things. So I finally launched a Patreon. And so there's a link to it there. You can basically sign up, and becoming a patron costs as little as $1 per month, which is $12 a year to support uplifting content, which I think is pretty affordable. And so each month we'll give you our uplifting content memes, which are the images that we share on social media. So you can share those on social media. We will have like a Patreon feed that only patrons, people that are a patron, can access. And so that will be like giveaways, discounts, updates, like just special messages and stuff from me. Just like, this is sort of the just membership area. Basically, we'll have you in the uplifting community Facebook group. So that's Patreon for $1 a month. For $5 a month, there's a tier where we do these sort of one-on-one sessions, but with a Zoom. It's not on Facebook. It will just be for us. It's kind of like a coaching thing, like a group coaching. I'll chat on a topic. I'll have a Q&A with you guys, and I'll do that minimum twice a month, up to four times a month, depending on availability. So that's the next tier for $5 a month. And you get all the things of the first one. Hold for helicopter. Thank you. The third tier is a coaching training program. And so that's $250 a month. And that will give you all of the benefits of the other tiers, plus private coaching with me, because I know that there's been people that have been asking about it. And so finally, I'm going to offer that. For $500 a month, this is for anyone that wants to be the exec producer on uplifting content. So if you want to help promote either yourself or your brand, or you have ideas for content that you want to be the producer of, that would be that tier. And then we have this one, which I think is very optimistic, but there are people out there that want to help. And it's a sponsorship tier for $5,000. And that's for anybody that wants to partner with Uplifting Content to be the sole sponsor of Uplifting Content for that month, or however long we decide to work together, produce content. Basically, this is kind of a very niche thing that will work together to create a package that works for you. Alternatively, just if somebody has the financial means, and wants to support Uplifting Content, they can also give to that package too. So you can be a patron from $1 a month to $5,000 a month. And I'm grateful for anyone from any contribution, because even I just thinking about it, even $1 from everyone on who supports Uplifting Content would be over $1 million a month. Imagine what we could do with $1 million a month. Let me just tell you what we would do. First of all, I would start the Uplifting Content Foundation. I'd hire a bunch of people that are already part of the Uplifting Content group, people that have been on these calls all the time and are constantly asking me how they can help. Hire a bunch of those people with all their different skills. Start an Uplifting Content Foundation where we crowdsource from the Uplifting Content community causes and organizations to support that are doing good and going out and helping other people, and help fund those. We would ramp up the Uplifting Content production. I have an idea for a series of interviews of people that have done really remarkable things. So I would go out and like produce really high quality videos from those interviews, and also add them to the book and to the podcast, and do a bunch of stuff. We'll do the Uplifting Content book. What else would we do? I'd hire like a full team of people so that we could really do the giveaways properly, and just have a full staff of people so that it's not just such a bare bone operation, which is what it is right now. Anyway, that's what I'd do with $1 million. Who knows? It would be great if we could get there. $1 million and $1 from every single person that follows Uplifting Content. That's all it is, $1. It'd be amazing. Anyway, that's Patreon. Chav says, thumbs up. Cool. So I think that was my topic of conversation today. Just wanted to give you a rundown of all of the fun giveaways that we've got going on. Make sure you check out the Uplifting Content website for all of our giveaways. If you've got Uplifting Content that you want to share, check out the My Uplifting Content page where you can submit your cool stuff, and we'll share it if it fits. What else is there? Sign up to my email, my sporadic email update, to make sure that we stay connected. Make sure you go to following and then see first on the Uplifting Content Facebook page so that you actually see posts from us. And if you want to be part of our Patreon, please, please, please sign up. I'm definitely working on getting that going. The link to all of these things is in the comments below. Yeah, that was it from me. Have a fabulous day. It is very hot and sweaty in Los Angeles right now. So I'm going to go and find a lovely, cool workspace to be around people and do a bit of work. Actually, just before we leave, anyone have any... Thanks, Heather. And it is yours. You've got this. Does anyone have any questions, things that they would like to ask, something going on with them that they would like me to chat about with them? I'll just do one of those before I leave. And just in response to Arshad's question, can words change literally everyone? Just a thought. Yes. Can words literally change anyone? Everyone. Yes. I think a genuine "I love you" when really felt can change everyone. So yes, I'd love to hear more of your thoughts on that, Arshad. Sean says, negativity and avoiding it. Is that a topic that you want me to talk on? Because it's very brief, Sean. What does that mean? Oh, negativity and avoiding it. Really good point. Now, the wonderful Prince EA shared a video. We shared a video of his on the Uplifting Content Facebook page, which I believe is about negative and toxic people. That would be a good one to watch about that. Negativity and avoiding it. First of all, awareness of the negativity that you are, that you're experiencing. I recently discovered that there's certain people that when I spend time with them, I leave and I don't feel good afterwards. I feel like, a lot of the time what they're talking about brings me down. I don't feel inspired or empowered. And I just kind of walk away feeling drained. That's happening with a few people that I've been spending time with lately. Now, last Thursday, I believe, I went for a coffee with a really lovely guy called Kieran, who I met in a coffee shop because I liked to meet random people all over the place. He has this fantastic organization called Better Angels, and they are all about bringing together America, Republicans and Democrats, bringing them together, having them not try to convince each other that they're wrong and convert them over to the other side, but just to connect them and get them talking and uniting again, right? I had such a lovely little lunch, like little coffee date with this guy. We were talking about business stuff. It wasn't romantic, just FYI, not that anyone cares. Anyway, and I felt so uplifted by it. So what I'm trying to say is there's with the negativity, people who constantly drain you, who you don't feel good when you've left them, as hard as this is, avoid them. Do not be spending as much time with them. And it really, and this is what I'm finding difficult. Do you say to somebody, "You just really bring me down. I don't want to see you anymore"? Not really, because it's a little bit harsh. But also, I don't like doing the dick move of just ignoring someone and blowing them off. So I'm kind of stuck in this limbo. There's people, if they're really close to you, how do you avoid it? That can be tricky. But you just make those choices, right? Don't spend time with people who drag you down. Actively go out and search for people who lift you up. And when you find those people, I'm actually going to go through my phone and just really reach out to the people who I feel like when I'm with them, I'm just very happy, right? And spend more time with them. If you must spend time with people who are negative, give yourself a time limit on the time that you spend with them so that you can leave. Yeah, give yourself a time limit on the time until you have to go, and just spend less time when you can. So that would be my advice. Right, that's it for now. Thank you guys. I believe I will be back on Thursday. No, I won't. won't be back for a couple of weeks. So that's interesting. The next Facebook Live interview will be on the 14th with Sarah Atta of Somadome, which is one of the giveaways that we're doing. So see you then. If you become a member of the Patreon, I'll be doing a private members Patreon Facebook Live, not Facebook Live, a Zoom stream thing, live stream with you guys. So check out Patreon. Let me know who has signed up. And I will see you beautiful humans soon. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Uplifting Content Podcast with me, Ione Butler. I record these episodes live on the Uplifting Content Facebook page every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific. So if you want to be part of the conversation, join our Facebook Live to share your thoughts and questions. Make sure that you're subscribed so that you get updated with the latest episodes twice a week, every Tuesday and Thursday. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review on iTunes. It really helps us to reach more people and more listeners. So once you've done a review, email us a screenshot of your review to info@upliftingcontent.com and we will send you a special gift to say thank you. Lastly, the only way that you'll ever get notified from me is if you sign up for my weekly-ish email, which will have information about all our giveaways, what I'm up to, who's coming up on the interviews, just all the good stuff that you don't want to miss. So that's it. We'll have links to all that information in the show notes, and I look forward to hearing from you and seeing you on the lives, perhaps, soon. Bye.